Well, I might ask you another question here about parts of the house. What would you call the boards on the outside of the house that lap over each other in some type of houses?
Weatherboard.
Okay. What do you call the part of the house that just covers the whole top?
Roof.
Okay. If you have a little place out here, probably when you work in the yard and you store your tools and your equipment, what do you call that little place?
Tool house, we call it. On the farm, we call it the tool house. We get one for tools at one place, and we go get them by moonlight. Need a shovel or a rake or a hole, something like that. We do have a storage space out under our carport to keep our outside tools in that we use outside.
You might say that someone down the road when we came up the hill here, that there are a couple of smaller houses there, and you might see that somebody there lives in a kind of...
Well, actually, those were tenant houses on this farm. Now we rent the land to a farmer that keeps his own employee. He's a farmer in Fayette County.
Really?
Yes, he ran about. And those houses then have been converted into rental houses.
Are there other kinds of houses around this area? How might you describe those? For instance, Jimmy's house.
This area has built up quite a bit in the last 10 or 15 years, and we have some nice houses in this section now. It used to be more or less the landowner's home, and then he'd have these tenant houses on the farm.
All the times are changing. So
yeah.
I was driving up this morning from Tuscaloosa. I was seeing a lot of the barns that just was really decaying. I thought the times have really changed in the last 10, 15 years. What sort of building is it that you call, building that you have on the farm where you store the cattle, where the cattle live? You call that?
It's
a
barn.
Mm-hmm. And the building where you store corn is called a?
Corn crib. We called it the corn crib when I was growing up. Of course, they have their bins, line, and silos, and things like that that we use. But actually, they don't store a lot of corn. They go direct to the market.
Right.
Beans and corn, cotton too.
If you had a similar kind of place where you would store grain in the building, what would you call that place?
That was the corn crib, I guess.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
What's the upper part of the barn called?
Loft. Yeah, we had a loft.
Are there any other places that you might store hay beside the loft?
Well, if the hay is on bale, we use a stack for it. Maybe a section of the first on the floor, on the ground. Lots of time it was put up in the loft in bale.
And if you put it, say, outside the barn, you'd call the hay then put up in what?
Stacks.
Okay. What would you call the thing if you have four poles for the putting the hay up and have a kind of sliding roof over it? Have you seen that before?
Four poles or a sliding roof?
Right, for covering hay. Sometimes people on various farms have those.
I don't believe I'm familiar with that kind of storage space here.
Some folks in other parts of the country may call it a hay camp or a Dutch camp or a hay rick.